You're with Gillian O'Shaughnessy
on ABC Radio Perth and WA.
Michelle, hello to you, and tell us a bit more about the blood bank and what sort of situations it might come in handy.
We run a fairly busy full hospital here at the university, and we are always dealing with patients that can be critically injured. They might experience acute blood loss in situations where they might have been interacting inappropriately with vehicles on the road or getting into scraps in the park. But we also deal with animals that are really, really unwell, and their medical condition has left them in a state of anemia. So it's very, very similar to what people experience when they need blood transfusions in hospital. And I think what many people don't realise is that cats and dogs are in exactly the same situation. If we don't have a supply of blood products to give them when they need it at their most critical, we can put them in a situation where we might not be able to save their lives. So a simple blood donation from cats and dogs can save not just one, but up to three opportunities of life-saving from one donation.
Wow. So how does it work when your cat or dog becomes a donor, Michelle? Is it similar to the way that a person might?
It is very similar in that for our dogs, for example, our dogs need to be over 20 kilos in weight. So it does rule out the smaller dogs. Our dogs that are over 20 kilos in weight can very comfortably donate a bag of blood. They would come into our hospital with their owner, and their owner is right there for the process of that. What we like to do with our dogs is we like to have them come onto our donor register. So they actually stay with us and they donate between 3 and 5 times a year at a time that is convenient for the family and for the hospital for them to come in and donate. The process for dogs takes about 45 minutes from the time they come in and between then and going home. And they always get their cup of tea and a custard cream after donating, but in dogs it's actually a lovely big bowl of food to replace a little bit of that blood that they've just donated for us.
What is animal blood, dog and cat blood, like, Michelle? Is it similar again to human bloods? Do you need particular types?
Look, we do, and that's a really good question. For dogs, we know that there are about 13 different blood types of dogs. Fortunately for us, we only have to have concern for one of those types. So here in Australia, we would always test our dogs to see if they have are of DEA1 positive or negative. So the antigens on the surface of their cells are either a positive or a negative for that red cell type. It's very important for us that we have a number of both positive and negative dogs on our register. But at the moment, we're actively seeking out negative dogs. So that's what we're actually looking for. And cats are a little bit different. Cats have what we call preformed antibodies on the surface of their cells. And they have three types of blood types that we are aware of. And that's a type A, which is common, more common in Australia, a type B, which is much less common, and an AB, which is very rare. And at the moment, we're also actively looking for some type B cats.
Do you find that there are cats and dogs, again, like people, Michelle, that are better suited to being blood donors than others?
Oh, look, we do, and we'll often get a really, really excited owner and Labrador that might come in, and they are just the most beautiful, gentle dogs. But if the dog is a little bit too excited and a little bit too wiggly, it does make it a little bit tricky for us to get that blood donation successfully. What we're really looking for here are those breeds of dog that have a lean body weight, that they've got a rather nice long neck. Our sight hounds, of course, are the ones that come to mind as being great blood donors. So our greyhounds and our wolfhounds and these sorts of breeds make very, very good donors. But there are so many beautiful breeds out there that have got that slightly longer neck that helps us to really be able to have that blood collection go really smoothly. For our cats, you know what? Any cat is a great cat, and there's not a lot of anatomical differences in our cats, except perhaps, you know, some of our little squat-faced puggy cats. They probably are a little bit trickier for us. But your average domestic short-haired moggy cat makes for a fantastic donor. So does a pedigree cat. So we're not fussed one way or another there. What we're looking for in all of our pet donors is a really lovely, calm temperament and a family that are willing to come in and offer that as a community service for us so that we can make sure that we've got the opportunity to save lives when it's needed.
Such great work that you do. Really interesting. Michelle, if people do think they have a cat or a dog that might be able to be made available to donate blood, what should they do?
So if you're out there and you have a dog or a cat that is greater than 2 years old and reaching up to the age of eight, I'd love to hear from you. And the best way to get in touch with us here at the hospital is to call us on 1-300-652-494. And if you ask to be put through to the Community Blood Bank, if I'm not available to speak to you right then, I'll certainly return your call very, very quickly.